It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. And joining us, as he does every couple of weeks, we'll be talking about, you know, some great things that are coming up over in Emery County. We're going to highlight and put a spotlight on the swimming pool there in Emery County, the Aquatic Center. Getting ready to have a great summer. And then what happened at the latest commission meeting? We'll talk about all of that with him. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Dave.
So let's start off, as we always do. How are things going right now over in Emery County?
Good, good. It's kind of been interesting with the weather and things going on, but we're excited about state sports with the high school, so we're keeping in touch with girls golf and, you know, baseball and different things going on. So it looks school's starting to wrap up, so people are enjoying sports for the last stint before school closes. So kind of exciting for our community to support those events.
Kind of, it really is, and it's a great time of year if you enjoy sports. There are so many things going on right now to kind of get you through. So let's dive right into a couple of events that are coming up over there in Emery County. The first one is Howling for Glen Canyon. This is going to be down in Green River at the John Wesley Powell Museum. Let's talk about that one for just a moment.
Yeah, so that one's a good get together. So at the John Wesley Powell Museum, it's the Glen Canyon exhibit and celebration for Howling for Glen Canyon. So they'll have musicians, authors, filmmakers, people like that that they can share their history with if people are interested in that type of entertainment. So excited to have people go to that if they're interested.
And that's coming up this weekend down there in Green River, correct?
Yes, that's this Friday and Saturday in Green River at the John Wesley Powell Museum.
All right, and then so let's jump over something that's coming up next weekend. This one sounds like a lot of fun, Birds and Birdies, and you've kind of combined a couple of different sports for this one, haven't you?
Yeah, Birds and Birdies. So this one's been going on for a little while, but excited that the partnership with the shotgun shooters and the golfers, they've come together to have a fun tournament. So there'll be a buddy shoot, if those of you that so you'll have shotgun shooters, you'll be on a team, and then you'll go run over to the golf course and play some golf, and then you combine the scores for the winners. So if you're interested in shotgun shooting and golf, I think there still are available spots for the 18th of May. You can look it up on. There's some flyers on the internet, as well as the event page for Emery County, if you're interested in that event.
All right, so there's a couple of big events that are coming up. And then this, we wanted to talk this time of year because it's getting ready to happen here within the next, probably month or so. You guys are going to be cranking open the Aquatic Center, the outdoor pool there. So let's give a shout-out to them.
Yeah, the swimming pool is kind of a hidden gem in our community. The outdoor pool's a lot of fun, and the indoor. But yeah, they're getting ready to open up the outdoor pool. We have a lot of interest in the swimming pool as the weather gets warmer. But a great staff, great lifeguards, and excited for you to come out and swim this year. So
getting ready to go out and enjoy the Aquatic Center over there in Castledale. All right, let's wrap up with the commission meeting notes. A couple of things. Two or three things we wanted to cover. First up was a partnership with the Division of Forestry.
Yeah, we just, with fire season coming upon us, we hope that it'll be a calm year, but we want to make sure that we're prepared. So building and keeping the relationship with the Division of Forestry, Fire and State Lands, and Emery County, making sure that we're prepared if there's a fire in our community, make sure we're on top of it, and we're communicating. So excited to renew our continued partnership with the Forest Service, Fire and State Lands with Emery County. So excited for that one. Another one that's a partnership would be BLM, Emery County, and law enforcement. making sure that the desert, we have eyeballs out on the desert as it gets busy, having law enforcement out there to keep an eye on things, making sure that people are safe best as possible, obeying different laws and things like that. So we did okay a partnership with law enforcement and the BLM and Emory County to have law enforcement out on the desert. So that was another good one. And then the last one to mention would be building a few mountain bike trails. One of them will be a potential NICA bike trail for the high school kids that do mountain biking. Now, this one's on private property. We've supported a grant to help them build this facility so that people can access that, and as well as a trail up near Joes Valley. The Forest Service is looking to build a mountain bike trail that people can enjoy up on up near Joes Valley. So we're excited about those projects moving forward with some of those mountain bike trails.
So lots of great things came out of the commission meeting, and the majority of it deals with, you know, outdoors and outdoor recreation, as it should this time of year. It's getting ready to ramp up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we just want to make sure to keep our community safe with law enforcement, fire, and then as they recreate and do different things.
All right. Once again, Commissioner Jordan Leonard from Emory County, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. All right?
All right. Hey, thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.